Day 38, March 27th. Today's reflection is based on Mark chapter 10, verses 32 through 45, and was written by the Reverend Jacob Judy, class of 2019. Jesus responds to James and John's request with a profound statement and a sobering challenge. You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? It does not seem possible that James and John would be unaware of the implications of their request. Remember, they had traveled with Jesus from the beginning of his ministry, which means they were witnesses to several astonishing miracles, present for Jesus' transfiguration, and had a first-hand experience of how Jesus treated those he encountered. Yet their ill-timed, selfish request for power and position in Jesus' kingdom makes it clear that they have misunderstood what Jesus just told them about the events that would take place in Jerusalem. However, Jesus' next words are clear and to the point. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Many of us are nodding our heads in resounding agreement, while murmuring to ourselves, "Yep, those words make it clear. That is what it means to be a disciple." So, as Easter approaches, let us remember our affirmation that being a disciple of Jesus is not about lording our perceptions of righteousness over others to receive their praise. It is about walking with others as they enter Jerusalem, as they are mocked, flogged, spit on, and unjustly persecuted. Being a disciple of Jesus means that we give ourselves in obedient service to God, so others will learn about the power of Christ's love. Today's prayer. Mighty and loving God, we thank you for your Son, who demonstrated to us a servant's heart. Transform our selfish desire for power and position into a desire to demonstrate the power of Christ's love, as seen in the position of a servant. We ask this in the name of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.